USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is trying to sell the nation on the president's infrastructure plan. The proposal contains funding to modernize roads, bridges, railways, and airports, but Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Gun control could be headed back to the Court of Appeals.
Epic Times reports a coalition of 22 states led by Republican attorneys general have called on the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to rule against California's attempt to ban magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. The legal challenge is led by Arizona and Louisiana's attorneys general. In 2016, California banned so-called high-capacity magazines holding 10 rounds or more. A federal judge later ruled that was unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit's full 11-member panel has agreed to rehear the case. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And a unit of the detention center at Guantanamo Bay has closed after falling into disrepair. The prisoners held in Camp 7 were moved to other parts of the facility, though officials did not say how many prisoners were moved. Camp 7 was previously used as part of a network of CIA detention centers where enhanced interrogation took place. The existence of the camp was initially denied when opened in 2006. There are about 40 prisoners still held at Guantanamo Bay. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The chief medical advisor to the president says there is light at the end of the tunnel as far as ending the pandemic.
The CDC says more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. On CNN, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when people could get back to normal.
I can't give you a day or a week, but I can tell you, as we get more data showing that it is going to be extremely unlikely that people are going to transmit it, you're going to be seeing recommendations that people are not going to have to wear masks. They're not there yet, but they're getting there. Same way with the travel, saying now you can travel. When you travel, you don't have to get tested before and after, except if your destination demands that. You don't have to get quarantined when you come back from a situation. So more and more, you're going to be start seeing the advantages of getting vaccinated. Whereas before, you're right, people ask a question, if there's nothing different, well, you know, why do we need to get vaccinated? Well, there's a good reason. One, you're protecting yourself, and you very, very unlikely will get sick if you get vaccinated. But also, it will give you a freedom of getting back to some degree of normality.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Stanford was victorious Sunday in the finals of the women's NCAA Division I basketball tournament, outlasting Arizona 54-53. The Cardinal won their first national championship since 1992, and the third for head coach Tara Vanderveer. Haley Jones led Stanford with 17 points and 8 rebounds, and was named the tournament's most outstanding player. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.